Hundreds of St John paramedics who are first union members will walk off the job on Wednesday and Saturday because of failed pay negotiations, including a promise to pay time and a quarter for overnight and weekend work. But St John says it can't afford that and needs an additional $80 million from next year to make sure ambulances aren't taken off the road. Andrew Little told our reporter Nita Blake-Person both parties need to step back from the brink.
I am very concerned about it. Our ambulance services are crucial to every community's sense of safety and security, and so the idea that they might be withdrawn for a period is very concerning. Equally, I know that the parties are working very hard to try to resolve the issue. I know that health officials have been assisting them as well. I would just urge St John and the union involved to do everything they can to work their way through to try to find a resolution and not to potentially disrupt people later this week when they intend to take industrial action.
St John now saying they need $80 million more next year to avoid services being reduced. Have they told you how much of an impact their services are likely to take in terms of a hit if they don't get that money?
I know that there have been ongoing issues with St John and the funding of the ambulance service, and that's why there was a review by Martin Jenkins of that. That review drew a number of conclusions about the way St John was managing itself. In the end, what do people expect? They expect a properly functioning ambulance service and an emergency service that is there when it is needed. And we need to know that skilled, qualified people are staffing those ambulances and it's part of our health service, and that's what we want to achieve. I think in the middle of an industrial bargaining exercise like this, we need to keep the focus on just making sure we have the best service possible going.
Do you think we have that functioning and proper ambulance service consistently at the moment?
I think right now people can have confidence in the ambulance services. Of course they can. But this is a situation where the personnel of the ambulance service are negotiating with their employer. That is their right to do that. They want the best, of course, for them, and we want the best for them too. I think there's, challenges for the health system generally to make sure that ambulance services are supported, but we've got to make sure also that people are fairly rewarded, fairly managed, fairly treated in doing that work.
Is the government considering giving St John the $80 million it's asking for additionally next year?
Well, we haven't had any specific request for that. The arrangements between the government and St John's comes up for renegotiation periodically. No doubt that'll be an issue that that will be dealt with then. But St John management runs St John. They make commitments. They've made commitments in previous collective agreements with their respective staff unions, and it's for St John and their management to honour their commitments that they've made.
Do you have concerns about the way St John is managing its own finances?
Look, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment on that. They've contracted to run the services. They've got a job to do that. They negotiate with the Ministry of Health and with ACC and with other funding providers to ensure that they can run that service and a high-quality service, because that's what New Zealanders expect. As the Minister of Health, I expect them to maintain a high-quality service. That's what we need to make sure comes out the end of this.
I guess as Minister, though, you must be seeing the comments from paramedics about unsafe staffing or a toxic culture, things like that. Does that worry you?
It's obviously very serious when those sorts of comments are made. I can't get involved, and I wouldn't get involved in the management of St John. It simply wouldn't be appropriate for me to do that. And there are a number of approaches to dealing with those sorts of issues that staff have available to them. When it comes to the setting of their remuneration, they negotiate that, and they're doing that at the moment through their union, and they've got to be enabled to go through that sort of process. When St John comes to the government and their other various funding providers for their resources to run that service, then that's a matter for them to make sure that what they're doing enables them to run a high-quality service staffed by qualified people.
Is resolving the issues with St John a priority for your new portfolio?
Absolutely. I mean, the thought of any disruption in a service like the ambulance service is concerning to me. I know that officials have been working with both sides to make sure that they're keeping focused on the issues at hand. They are keeping me in touch with that, and I expect to get reports over the next couple of days about progress being made.
And that was the Health Minister, Andrew Little, speaking to Nita Blake-Person.